I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 20th. The Quincy City Council has approved a proposal to create a new Department of Social Justice and Equity to address racial discrimination and prejudice in Quincy. Officials voted 8-1 in favor, with Ward 1 Councillor Dave McCarthy opposed. The new department must be created by Mayor Thomas Koch, who would also have to appoint a director. The Quincy District Courthouse is closed until Thursday after a probation officer tested positive for COVID-19. The court was closed on Tuesday and will be disinfected and is expected to reopen Thursday. The court was also closed on January 13th when two staff members in the clerk magistrate's office tested positive for coronavirus. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones said goodbye at last night's City Council meeting after retiring last Friday. Jones was praised for her dedication and professionalism during the pandemic. She served 19 years in the health department and just over a year as commissioner. The mayor is interviewing candidates for a new commissioner. Quincy City Councilors praised Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll for his 9 years of service at his last meeting last night. Kroll announced his resignation last week to spend more time with his growing family. The City Council will appoint a replacement for Kroll at a special meeting on Monday night. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 531. Quincy's positivity rate is 7.4%, and the city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. The Four River Bridge scheduled to open Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 20th.